This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, this is too rich, Roger.
Yes. Too rich?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Were we not told, I mean, for years, that it was completely normal in a democracy for one guy to be politically persecuting his opponent, Donald Trump, for Joe Biden to be prosecuting Donald Trump?
Mm-hmm.
Totally normal.
Impeach him, sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, not impeachment. I mean criminally.
Oh, you mean, yeah, he's still facing, of course, you know, no matter what happens, he's still facing trial. Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Okay, just matter of fact, did you know, a lot of people don't realize this. You know, the left is reporting erroneously, I checked it on Grok, that Trump's doubled his net worth. No. Trump's net worth was around $500 million cash, right? There's still properties.
Yeah.
Do you realize he owes every single penny of that to the state of New York? He's broke, functionally.
Yeah. Even
people don't know that.
Even if CBS drops the ball again.
Yeah, no, the $16 million from the libel lawsuit with George Stephanopoulos helped. Well, and it appears he libeled Trump again at the beginning of this week, so that'll help. I'm thinking, what, another $15-16 million?
Yes.
Just they're flat out lies.
They're putting that in the presidential library to come. Anyway, Trump gets not one penny of that.
I know. It's a shame.
Yeah.
Because people don't realize this. All these appeals are still ongoing. He is paying a interest penalty / fine every single day.
Wow. Yeah.
Of around $113,000
to $130,000.
Mamma mia. Yes. To the post-American territory of New York. He's broke. So when you see Trump doing all of these things that you see him doing to make money, people say, oh, no, that's crap. I'm fine with it. I don't care. Go ahead and make money any way you can. Use the presidency. I don't give a damn. This is where I am.
Yeah, it's
because
survival level.
It is.
Sure.
And he doesn't know if he's going to win or lose these appeals. These are post-American territories. There's no recognizably American judicial system there.
Yep.
I'm not joking. I'm serious.
I understand that. Every federal district is theoretically a fiefdom unto itself.
Well, it is. It's not. There's no precedent there. Laws have been broken. They ignore it in order to prosecute Trump, you know, like statutes of limitations. And, you know, judges' families can't be making tens of millions of dollars off of, you know, from the Democrat Party being paid directly by Kamala Harris's and Joe Biden's campaigns and then Adam Schiff's, but they are, and it just breaks the law and they just ignore it, pretend it's not going on. I mean, like, and so he still owes them. He's into it for $500 million just in the state of New York. I mean, you got to understand that, right?
Wow.
But we were told by the New York Times, we were told by all of these people, no one, say it with me, is above the law. And so it is totally normal for Joe Biden's campaign to be paying tens of millions of dollars to the judge's daughter who's prosecuting Trump.
Absolutely.
That's normal. There's nothing untoward about that. We would expect to see it in a democracy. There's nothing strange whatsoever about the FBI illegally tampering with evidence in, say, the classified documents case.
Yes.
Roger.
Yes.
Lying to the court about it under oath in writing. We call that perjury for everyone else. It's a felony. And then admitting in writing to the judge, okay, we perjured ourselves. Please don't hold it against us. We did change the order of the classified documents in the Trump case, which Roger then says, okay, wait, you changed the order. You changed the timeline. You changed the timeline means these documents were moved out when Trump was still president. Totally legal. You lied to the judge about it.
Yeah, we call that evidence tampering back in the old days. Yeah,
sure. But all of that is totally normal, you understand, because no one is above the law. So I would think that today, from the New York Times, with Comey and Brennan under investigation for perjuring themselves again, there's so many instances of it before Congress, I've lost count. I would think the New York Times would have a headline something along the lines of no one is above the law, right? And it's totally normal to go after your political opponents. That is normal. If they committed legitimate crimes, right? You should do it. In fact, you are duty-bound to do it.
That's all a matter of context. Read the cast of characters.
Headline in the slimes. Administration takes steps to target two officials who investigated Trump. How is it targeting? I thought no one was above the law. I mean, if Brennan and Comey broke the law, we would want to know, right?
Certainly in a person of his position, yes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It is unclear, they write, whether the moves will lead to charges, but they're under criminal investigation. They've been referred by the CIA directed to the DOJ for investigation. But they suggest President Trump's appointees intend to follow through on his campaign to extract retribution against his perceived enemies. Isn't that what Biden did? I thought it was what Biden did.
Yes, and to a certain extent, because of the things, as you point out, still lingering through the federal system, is still doing.
Yeah. I remember Biden, who did not have the ability to declassify, took whole boxes of classified stuff home.
In the garage.
In a garage. And the same DOJ was like, he's old and everybody likes him. No jury would ever convict him. So we're not going to pursue that. And that was normal. That was all very normal, we were told.
Yeah.
Well, Trump yesterday was asked about Comey and Brennan being investigated. It really is something historically to watch this. I mean, to watch the criminal referral of the heads of the CIA and FBI. I mean, you just don't see that every day. Here's Trump.
Hey, President Trump, James Comey and John Brennan now under criminal investigation related to the Trump-Russia probe. Do you want to see these two guys behind bars?
Well, I know nothing about it other than what I read today, but I will tell you, I think they're very dishonest people. I think they're crooked as hell. And maybe they have to pay a price for that. I believe they are truly bad people and dishonest people. So whatever happens, happens.
There you go.
Yeah, fine with me. That's the standard. It's where we are.
And, of course, the media support for Comey, particularly, jumping up and down over the news that he was tailed by the Secret Service in the days following his posting online of the 8647 item, the seashells episode on by the seashore.
That's, I mean, I would expect no less, right? I mean, you're telling people to 8647. We all know what it means.
It was a, it was what we would call a thinly veiled threat in the old days. Yes.
Yeah. Again, the investigation into Comey and Brennan is not just about, hey, the, you know, this is retribution. It's not any of that.
No.
Ned Ryun really beautifully broke it down on Fox News, what it's actually about. You don't get to lie to Congress. You don't get to tell Congress, no, we know the Steele dossier is fake. We know Hillary paid for it, but it's totally not the basis of our Russia collusion hoax investigation. We didn't go to the FISA court and say, hey, let us spy on Trump and everyone around him based on the Steele dossier. We wouldn't do that. Well, it's exactly what they did. It's called perjury. Ask Roger Stone. He was convicted of it. He's an associate of Trump's. Ask him what that standard is. And what it should be like. Here's Ned Ryan.
There's going to be people on the left and the corporate propagandists who are going to start screaming, this is political revenge. This is about settling political scores. That has nothing to do with any of that. This actually has to do with restoring the rule of law and the equal application of the law. You know, John Brennan, of his own, of everything that we're seeing now, went out of his way to include the fake Steele dossier, which he knew was fake, in that 2017 ICA. To legitimize that document so it could be justifiably used to target the duly elected president of the United States, Donald Trump. And then James Comey and Andrew McCabe and James Baker, who was the general counsel of the FBI, knowingly used the fake Steele dossier, not once, not twice, four times, to secure those FISA warrants to backdoor spying on Donald Trump. This is a gross and egregious abuse of power and of trust, and I would consider highly illegal acts. And so for me, Laura, this isn't just about the present. In many ways, this is about who are we going to be 20 years from now? The American people have lost a lot of confidence in our institutions, and the way that we restore trust is to actually have consequences for the wrongdoing that has been, I think, pretty obvious over the last 10 years.
Yeah, I mean, after the JFK assassination, Jason, you know, people lost faith in institutions, Vietnam War, people lost faith in institutions.
Yeah, that's what this is about. Nobody trusts these
institutions. That was a powerful argument, but I do have to say the flaw in the eyes of the detractors of the administration in all of his assertions is simply in the phrase equal application of the law. That it's, they don't like that, and that's not supposed to happen.
Oh, it's not the goal, right? No, it's a dual justice system is the goal.
That's his mistake, believing in the equal application of the law.
Well, we got to get him used to equal application of the law again. It's been a long time. We need to bring it back.
Okay.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.